get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
And today I'm super excited because we're going to geek out and nerd out about something that I'm super passionate about. We're going to talk about, specifically Starlink, and is it right for your remote online business? So obviously with the pandemic last couple of years, companies have finally realized that human beings don't need to be planted in the office to get shit done. They actually get quite a bit done outside of the office, maybe even more. There are studies that are shown that people are more productive in a remote work environment as opposed to in an office and stuff, and which totally makes sense to me. We've been remote for, gosh, ever since we started the company, 10 years ago and stuff. And I know Tim and his team's remote too. This topic I'm mostly going to talk about. So before I dive in, I want to find out if there's anything Tim wants to say.
Yeah. I think I it's been a growing trend even before the pandemic of people RVing, which is what David is in right now. He's in his RV, his, oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking.
Airstream,
there bro. We go. So traveling around and living remotely, right, and moving locations, whether that's in an RV, a camper, you know, whatever, being a digital nomad, essentially. That was a growing trend pre-pandemic, and then the pandemic, I think, accelerated that even more because now it's like all these offices that people worked at are saying, hey, go work from home. So people are like, well, I'm not just going to stay home. I'm going to go wherever I want to go. And so thankfully, as David mentioned, Elon Musk and his company created Starlink. Starlink is through SpaceX, right?
It is. It's okay. it's satellite internet. So basically, obviously, if you're working from home, you're probably going to have your home connection, which Starlink has a home option as well. But we mainly want to talk about working remote, digital nomadism, which is what I am. I started being a digital nomad in 2015, sold my house, bought an RV, started traveling around the country and basically working from all the different places that wherever I was. And the way that I initially did that was kind of, honestly, it was hit and miss. You know, I have multiple ways to connect to the internet. Obviously, if you're in a town, you can go to a coffee shop or any type of place like that, which has free Wi-Fi. But a lot of times I didn't want to be in towns. I wanted to be away from towns, in nature, top of a mountain. And up until now, until Starlink was released, outside of, you know, a really, really crappy satellite internet system, HughesNet, which gave you about dial-up speeds, you know, your options were pretty limited. You know, if you had to work, you pretty much needed to be near cell towers where you could at least get data. You could get a jetpack and you could, matter of fact, I'm going to grab one while we're here. If stuff don't fall on my head, cause we record a video too, and we put it on YouTube. So I'm showing you a jetpack. This is my AT&T jetpack, which is a nice device to have. If there's AT&T service anywhere, this is a hotspot, and I can connect my computer to it. And at times, I would get at optimal, and this was rare, you know, that I would get over 50 megs down and 5 megs upload, which is more than enough to work remotely. But what Starlink has done is holy OMG. You can find Starlink at starlink.com. Put in your address. You got two options. You can get Starlink for your home, or you can get Starlink for, they released an RV version. So nomads like me, I can go anywhere. I've got a satellite and I just set it up outside, turn it on and it points to the sky and I have blazing fast internet speed. So, I recently received Starlink, I guess probably about a month ago, 3 to 4 weeks ago, I got my Starlink in, and it was the easiest thing in the world to set up. Do you need to be technical to operate Starlink and satellites? Hell no. It was like opening an Apple product. It was so sleek, so easy, so clean. You open up the box, there's a big card with three drawings on it. Step one, step two, and step three. Step one, download the app. Step two, connect to the satellite. Step three, surf the web. That's literally how easy it is. Plug it in and you're working. It's rolling. And it was literally that easy. And historically, I love national parks for obvious reasons. They're just incredible places in nature. But the problem with national parks is you never could really work from national parks before because they don't allow cell towers anywhere near, in, or around national parks. So historically, there's no service in national parks, not even your AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, nothing. You go into Yosemite or the Grand Canyon or any place like that, and you're usually dead. No signal whatsoever. Well, Starlink, I was in Acadia National Park a few weeks after I got my Starlink, and I'm blazing 200 megs down and 40 megs upload speed from Acadia National Park, which, you know, was huge. I wasn't even in the main park. I was in a more remote part at Scudic Point, which the main park actually sits on an island, and there's Bar Harbor there. So they actually have had service there by Haba in, you know, certain parts of the park and stuff. Not great, but you could occasionally get a signal, whereas some other parks, well, now I can go anywhere in the world. I can be in the middle of the ocean on top of a mountain. I don't care if a cell tower is around. All I need to do is have visibility to the sky. You know, and I have internet and can work from anywhere, which really, really excites me because I want to be remote. I want to travel. I want to go places. I want to record podcast episodes from the top of a mountain and stuff. Eventually, my desk setup will be, you know, I'm going to figure out some kind of mobile desk setup to where I can be outside recording these things and I can share nature with you and stuff. But I recently just started traveling again mid-May. Hit the road. So I'm super excited. It's freaking awesome. I mean, Starlink gives you freedom like never before with internet. And I would assume that with that freedom that Elon Musk and SpaceX and Starlink has given, you know, the ability to work and surf or not even work, play on the internet and to have connectivity from anywhere, I don't imagine these other companies are going to be too terribly far behind, you know, from having connectivity to where you can be anywhere in the world and not worry about it. I even crossed over into Canada and went to the Bay of Fundy, which is the Fundy National Park, after I was in Acadia, and it worked flawlessly. I didn't know if I was going to be like roaming. I mean, obviously, satellites are in the sky. There's no borders that I got to worry about or anything. And I was curious as to whether or not it was actually going to work. And it worked flawless. I mean, flawless. It rained. I had days where it was storming, raining. Didn't affect it at all. So all you need to do is make sure you have clear, you know, view to the skies and stuff. Well, Tim, I think that's it, man. You got any questions you want to ask me about Starlink?
Well, one thing that you had mentioned before we started recording is that they're talking about gigabit speed. And so I was just impressed to hear that, like, it's like how quickly they're already iterating and improving it. It's not like it's going to be, you know, another decade before that, like a big improvement like this happens. You know, the satellites are there. Now they're just going to continuously be refining and making it better, which is awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, I'm happy with 200. I mean, I haven't gotten under 100 megs download yet, and my upload speeds have fluctuated but have never gone really below 10. And 10 is plenty, you know, to upload videos and do whatever it is that you need to do and stuff. So I've gotten as high as like 40 or 50 upload speeds, which was higher than I had. We get at our office and stuff. So it was kind of crazy. So, you know, I mean, that kind of stuff will fluctuate and stuff. So, all right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic. Best ways to get website traffic in 2022. Tim, until then, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.